Hello, good afternoon. My name is Joe and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am not selling anything. I am just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential, okay? Now, the first question is, then I do thank you for your time. Let me move forward here. Are you speaking, bear with me. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time, okay?
Okay.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. Moving forward. Now, if you don't mind, what is your age?
60.
Thank you. Moving forward, and thank you for your time. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Joe Biden.
0.
What about public school teachers?
100.
Thank you. Black Lives Matter.
0.
The American Federation of Teachers, or AFT. AFT, I'm sorry.
I don't know who they are.
Okay. What about public charter schools?
100.
Thank you. Public schools?
About a 30.
Okay. Donald Trump?
About 100.
Critical race theory, or CRT?
0.
What about your local school board?
Don't know.
Okay. Moving forward. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would go for poor.
Okay. Now, would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Don't know.
Okay. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Now, our responsibilities in the democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
I would say about a 2.
Okay. Embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
From what I hear on TV, that's about a 0.
Okay. Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
I give them a 3.
Okay. Now, do you want to thank you for your time? Now, I'm moving on forward so I can get you back to your day. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
0.
Become more organized and have structure.
3.
Okay. And truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad.
American what?
History.
Oh, 0.
Okay, moving forward. Now we're halfway done here. Would you say that you are, that your state depends just about the right amount? I'm sorry, let me see, repeat this. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT?
How much have I seen about it?
Heard or seen? A lot, okay. Now, as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kinder through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
No.
So you disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay.
I don't think it's about politics at all.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools?
Somewhat.
A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Okay, those are my choices, a lot.
Okay. And please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate on school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Now, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree with half of it.
So would you say strongly or somewhat?
I agree they should be taught, but I don't agree with the how it affects us today.
Okay. Now,
so I guess somewhat agree.
Okay. Now, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all politic viewpoints without censorship. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
That they're going to teach all of it, not just some of it?
Okay, it says a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Now, teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you strongly agree with this, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, moving forward. Now I'm almost done.
Yes.
Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Now, giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Do you strongly support this or strongly oppose this?
Strongly support.
Now, increasing discipline in schools.
I'm sorry, ask me again?
Increasing discipline in schools.
Oh, absolutely.
Would you somewhat support that or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Okay, thank you. Now, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you strongly support it or strongly oppose it?
Now, ask me the question again.
Now, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Fighting against it? Is that what it said?
Fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Fighting back against efforts to ban.
Yes.
Okay, I agree with that.
Okay. Now, adding an ethnic studies to unit to the kinder through 12th grade public school curriculum. Do you strongly agree with this or strongly oppose to this?
Oh, those are my only two choices?
Or somewhat support, somewhat oppose.
There's somewhat support.
And making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Do you strongly support, somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Okay. Moving forward, and I stated, now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kinder to 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kinder through 12th grade public school curriculum?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about educating in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means it is not at all a convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Now, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect on an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Now, how do you rate this now?
Okay, it was a long question.
Oh, you want me to? I'd be glad to repeat it if you want me to. I'd be glad to repeat it.
Is it saying teachers should be able to teach factual history?
It says history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians
yes.
and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts,
yes.
Okay, so do you think this argument is not at all convincing or very convincing? Or
very convincing.
Okay, now, last year...
You should teach all the history.
Okay. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted included LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discussed themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books.
I think those books should be censored, so I guess I disagree.
So, from 0 to 10, do you say that this argument
is numbers.
Not...
These are numbers again.
From 0 to 10,
I'd
do you say...
I'd give it about a 1.
Okay. Now, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. Do you feel that this argument is not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
It's a 0.
Okay. And moving forward, and we're almost done here. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. You strongly agree with this, someone agrees, someone disagrees, or strongly disagree?
I agree with half of it.
Okay. Now, teachers
so I
are...
somewhat agree.
Okay. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. You strongly agree with this? Someone agree? Someone disagree? Or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
And moving forward, and we've... Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Retired.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I think independent.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger
No.
living in your house? No. Okay.
No.
And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10
No.
years?
No.
And do you have a child who attended a charter
No.
school, private school? No. Okay.
I don't have a child.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week? You don't? Okay. And for each of the following descriptions, I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Now, is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalistic Christian?
No.
To anyone in your home?
What?
Okay. Now, the question is, someone is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalistic Christian?
Nobody's evangelical.
Okay. Thank you.
So I'm going to say no.
Okay. Is an educator such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban, I guess.
Okay. Now, this concludes our survey, and I do want to thank you for your time and enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank
You've been
you.
A big help, okay? Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.